I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
The applause is coming. Okay, it's coming. It's coming.
I can't.
You had me laughing.
I can't. Okay, we're all waiting. You know, we'll just applaud. Just use your hands now. Yeah. There we are. The audience gets bigger and bigger every week, I tell you. Well, I guess we're not going to have to. No.
See? They're applauding that.
They were stunned. They were stunned by our greatness, that they couldn't find it within themselves to applaud us. Hello, people.
Hello.
It is Wednesday. It is high noon. You're with the Bridal Body Shop, and we are so happy to have you back yet another week. Second show of the season, right? This is our second show. Yeah,
is that it?
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, this is the third show.
Since the new year?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because last week we had
the trainer.
And
yeah,
then I think
we had
the week before
Brandon,
we had... Didn't we have Matthew on the first year? The first time of the year?
No, I think he was on our last show of the season.
No, I don't think so.
We'll check it out, but I'm pretty sure this is our second. Everybody don't listen too late. I know what I'm talking about. But either way...
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to us. And it is... Okay, now it's...
I have to make up for it.
Now it's a bit much.
No.
Cold day in Gotham for anybody who is outside.
It actually got warmer, didn't it, from this morning?
Well, you know, I've been saying all week, any day above 20 degrees is a warm day for us.
16 degrees this morning when I left.
But no wind chill.
No, the wind was
really
nice and calm.
Yeah, so. Proper intros, so people know who the cast of characters are. Lori Towers is me. Elite Ziegelman is she.
We found it.
Bridal Body Shop is we. And, you know, I'm going to take a bat to that thing in about 2 seconds. And we're going on our second year or third year on the air.
Oh, you're confusing me every time we talk about it.
I think 2 years. It's the fifth year, okay? 2 years on the air. Two years on the air in March. That's what it is, Elite. Two years in March. We are on the air serving the public with our knowledge, with our data of fitness and trying to make the world a healthier place one body at a time. Don't let the title of the show or the business fool you. The Bridal Body Shop is a show about health, specifically geared to brides and grooms, of course, but everybody with a body they want to improve. That's who we are, and that's who we serve. So it's literally everybody, you know. And it's funny because recently a writer of a magazine had contacted me, Bride Magazine, and they wanted our tips for getting brides ready for the summer. And as I'm writing it, I'm thinking to myself, well, this is pretty much anybody's tips for getting in shape, but it's just a little bit more time sensitive.
Well,
that's the only thing, right?
That's one thing, and it's because it's Brides Magazine.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's like there's really no difference.
There is no difference.
You know, except time sensitivity and, you know, nerves are flared, and that we've seen many times with the people training with our trainers, and it's like we hear about it, you know, piecemeal as it happens, because we've had wonderful cooperative people, and we haven't had, you know, people that were as cooperative as they could have been, but, you know, that's the way it is. You're dealing with
all different kind of personalities.
And, you know, you want it to be perfect, and there's that
is there such thing?
Well, you know, you want that day to be perfect.
Well, that day, yeah.
You want that day
to be perfect. As best as perfect as you can get it.
Right. So that's it. So people just look at everything has to be perfect. And you know what? Nothing really ever is. But, you know, it's going to be a nice day either way. But it's like, you know, we'll get a bride coming in, a bride-to-be, and she wants to get 40 pounds off of her inside of, like, you know, a little over 30 days. Impossible. And we don't put our stamp of approval on that health-wise. It just doesn't make sense to us. But that's what we do. That's what the business is. The Bridal Body Shop is a fitness business, specific market being brides and grooms. And, Ali, what do we have going on the West Coast?
Oh, we're expanding. Did we tell the people that?
Okay, well, we told them last week. We're going to tell people at
every
opportunity.
We're going to bring our business that's here on the West Coast, I'm in the East Coast, I wish we were on the West Coast, to the West Coast.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing. And we have, and I'm sure he'll be listening later, we have, and we're happy to have him on board, Matthew Caracappa, who is our main L.A., yes. Shout out to Matt, our main L.A. liaison.
And when he does listen to this, please correct your cousin on that you were on the first show of the year, okay?
You know he's going to stand by me through thick and thin.
Well.
La familia.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? But my thinking is you could even email, if you're in L.A. and you're listening now, which it would be a little after 9 o'clock your time, you could email Matthew for all information. Matthew, the Bridal Body Shop at AOL.com is his email address, and he will give you all the specifics that you need to know about us. If you want to do it the East Coast way, you could email us directly at the Bridal Body Shop at AOL.com. But lots of great things are happening out in L.A. We are going to be coming out there, taking L.A. by storm. Brandon Overstreet was one of our trainers, is one of our trainers. He was on with us last week.
Yes, he
and
was.
And a big hello to him out there, and he's going to be part of that expansion. And it's just going to be getting bigger and better with time. And I've been saying to everybody, it's not just going to be L.A., it's going to be Bridal Body Shop coming to a body near you. That's what we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So watch for us. First, let me ask you, as I always do, how are you, Ali?
Oh, I'm good.
But
no, I'm good.
You knew
very
exactly.
Good.
You had that.
Very,
you had
very
the,
good.
You had
as
that
I
answer.
Told you before, I'm just a little tired. But that's okay.
You want me to slap you or something, wake you up?
No.
Bring color
no,
to your
no.
cheeks?
I'm going to have coffee soon.
Okay. No Red Bull. That used to be a little something you kept.
You know what it is? I had one this morning. I don't like to have more than one.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Today, we're going to be talking about something that we were talking about.
Ooh, we talk
week.
About it a lot.
Yeah, well, last week I think we glazed over it a little bit, but we're going to bring.
Ooh, we offer it also.
We offer it also, and that's what's interesting about this. We offer this, and I want to make sure I didn't want to bring it. I never want to do a show entirely on this because it seemed very self-aggrandizing. It kind of seemed like, well, that's what we do, so now we're going to have a show about it. But it's online fitness training, which has become the craze.
Yeah.
I mean, am I
yeah.
wrong? I mean, I'm reading all the different data that we've established, and I think we added it on to our business about, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, two years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's when it really...
It's become very big. It's popped really quickly, too.
Yeah. And you know, now everybody who is anybody in fitness has their own,
their own online.
You
know, training site.
And Brandon also has his, and he was talking about it last week. And you know what I like to say about this, and I think you agree with me, Elite? We use it as... It's adjunctive. I don't think that we would ever replace trainers or say that. I mean, this is just pretty much,
it's like
a backup. Yeah. It's something that I think that we offer as an aside.
Mm-hmm.
But I will always say there is nothing that replaces the human exchange. There's really nothing better than human interaction. Not that this isn't, it's just really not the same. So I go on platform as saying that before we start the show. But I mean, there are a lot of fitness businesses that do it exclusively, and they don't have any personal trainers actually face to face in real time, you know, ability to touch the client you're training. So that's interesting. I'm getting our data from Log On and Lift, and it's like they have a lot of different fitness tips, and it's by bodybuilding.com is the host website for this. And it's interesting because it says the next frontier of fitness is, and this is the introduction to online on training. Okay. And it says online personal training has exploded in recent years. And if you consider how much bad personal training occurs in person, imagine how forth the online training would be. World is with peril. And that's kind of true when you think about it, you know, because if things could go wrong in the immediate, you know, when things could go so drastically wrong if there's not somebody there to poke you and say you're not doing it right. Yet the convenience holds great allure, and I totally understand that. Many high-profile trainers and strength coaches have begun to utilize this convenient e-commerce new way to gain clients. Who may never actually get to meet them. And, you know, it makes sense if you have, we've had.
There's two different kind of clients, I guess, are going to really, you know, join this kind of thing is, A, somebody who's constantly on the go, who, but that person could also just join any gym they go to.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
because that person,
daily.
Like, right, do their daily workout, whatever. Mm-hmm. And another is people that just can't afford full personal training fees.
Yeah.
You know?
But you want to know something? I mean, and I was not aware of, until we were looking at the prices, I always thought that this would be a more, definitely a cheaper service. I mean, $100 a month, you could be in a gym, right? Now follow me what I'm saying. And have maybe, depending on what the gym,
$100 a month is,
you can have two personal
trainers. 3 months of a gym. 3 months of a membership fee.
Right.
So what they're saying here is they're charging $100 a month for online personal training, which is still cheaper than a regular personal trainer.
Well, depending on the personal trainer. The personal trainer charges
I'm just saying in general is just that you could do this for a month, learn what you got to do, and then bring it to a gym for $40 a month.
You can.
Correct?
You can. If you can, you know, again, there's a reason that people need these things. If the person is talented enough to, like, you know, really absorb what they're doing and then, you know, take it on the road themselves, that's great. But that's the only thing that I was saying, it's a little pricey. It's a little pricey because, I mean.
Compared to us, sure.
We do it differently. And we've actually had.
Why do we do it differently? Because the only thing that we do differently is that they have a library of exercises to work out with.
Well, no, I mean, as far as the business end of it is what we feature as basically the selling point of the business. This is just a nice little aside, and a couple of our clients have used this. I remember
Don't forget, if they sign up with us, they get this for free.
It's really cool. And
so you get, you know, a nice bang for your buck.
We've had Ashley, one of our trainers, Ashley Mitchell, had a couple of her clients that were traveling.
Right.
You know, this is a great thing. It's like, you know, she would show them things, and you know what? X, Y, and Z is online. And you could just, you get your own special code, and you're in like Flynn. And you're in like Elite. They're in like Flynn forever.
Yeah.
Because once you buy it with us.
You always have it.
That's it. You know, and you could just peruse at your convenience. Okay. Now, the question is online training right for you? Okay. Again, this is.
I don't think for a new person.
Don't
think so.
Oh, I would never. Yeah, I would never. I mean, you do need that going around with somebody once and knowing what the muscles are and feeling how the muscles are. Okay, and it says here, just because someone is a great coach doesn't mean they'd be great for you. And they give us a whole list of questions before committing to an online program. And, you know, honestly, this transposes into you know, what you look for in a personal trainer anyway. So I think that anybody who's listening to this is, you know, all these tips are if you're looking for an online trainer, how are they right for you? How does the program fit? You know,
and you know what, basically, you know what they do is they show you a picture of the trainer, okay?
Mm.
Let's say his name is David, okay? Mm. David, 27 years old, been training for 5 years, so-and-so certified. How do you know that's good for you? How do you know if you want to pick David or you want to pick Linda or you want to pick, I mean, a female, male, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You could always tell, the you know, whichever you want.
Yeah.
But you don't know if you're going to mesh with this person.
See, that's where I say.
Or there are personal training, online training, that the trainer don't even talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
He just writes a plan up for you and he'll send it to you and you don't even
say two words to each other, but by me email. So.
You know, I guess that works for people that don't really want to be on display, that don't really want the trainer telling them what to do, that want to be anonymous in their quest for help. I think that's where that
or
that
too late as they joined, they don't know.
Well, you know, I guess that this is like, you know, another, I guess in the plus the pro category of this would be, it's great for someone who doesn't want to commit to physically walk in a gym to, you know, it's hard for a lot of people to make that first step into a gym, especially if they are quite a bit overweight. You know, you feel on display. You feel like
intimidation factor.
Yeah. All eyes are on you as you're signing up, and as that the salesperson is touring you around the gym, and the people working out are looking at you. That's tough. It's not an easy venture. So I think that the anonymity of that would be, you know, one of the pros. Okay. Now the questions again. These are totally transposable. These are things that you can ask yourself when looking for a trainer. Okay. Now. This is what you can ask yourself when pursuing online training. Do the programs a trainer offer you appeal to you and your specific goals? And why them and not someone else? Again, that's
well, I hope they ask you, you know, what your specific goals are beforehand.
That's what they should be doing.
Well, I'm sure they do. I mean, you can't just get a trainer and say, okay, the trainer is going to tell you what to do without even knowing what, you know, if you have any ailments, if something's wrong, you know, what is your goal here? You can't just train somebody without asking all
I'm
that.
I'm thinking that as they look, I guess they're looking at the trainer profiles. I think that's what they mean. They look at the trainer profiles and, okay, is this specific trainer that you're seeing flatly, you know, you're seeing a very one-dimensional trainer, just getting like little sound bites of what they are. You're not getting to really speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, what they mean. That's why I'm still going to say it's very, you know, I like the person in front of me. I like the energy exchange. I like to hear the tone of their voice. I like to see how they walk. I like to see how they present themselves. That's me when I'm choosing something or a situation. But it's just me. Okay, now, does your trainer keep up to date on health and fitness? Do they maintain an active online presence? Education and qualifications are important. But so is accessibility. Now, how would you govern that? I mean, that's. I mean,
it's how would you govern that? Is that if you're a novice, you really wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Right. Until you're training with this person for a long time, and if it's the same, you know, the same program all the time, then you know they're not up to date.
Yeah.
Because they're not giving you anything new.
But see now that one thing. Of course, they're specifying the online aspect of this, but this also goes for
anybody.
Training,
sure,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, is your personal trainer up to date on different things that are going
mm-hmm.
on? I mean, are they, you know, are they well versed in different areas like training with different people with disabilities and so on?
Right,
and so on.
Right.
I think that's a good thing. Okay. Question number three that you should be asking is: do they offer client before and after photos? And I'm gonna put a bookmark in this because I want to say something showing how they help their online clients transform. This is especially important if you're training for physique-based goals. Now, you know what I'm gonna say, Elaine.
Physique-based goals.
Well, like I guess, like, you know, if they want to look a certain way.
I have never seen before and after online training pictures.
Now, I will go on record as saying, and I've said this many times, it's not fair to have a trainer represent them with before and after picture because there are so many trainers that are so talented and so well educated, but they don't have clients.
The right clients.
Right.
I can agree with that.
The clients that take everything that they're saying
mm-hmm. and put it to good use and
Do the road work
mm-hmm.
in every figure of speech. So I would say it's great if you have a before and after picture, but, you know, people, do not judge your personal trainers by the amount of before and after pictures they have because it's really not fair. Because, you know, you could go to a great hairstylist and you walk out of that place looking amazing. You wash your hair and you don't do it the way your hairstyle
is supposed to, right? Exactly.
And you look like, well, you just got your hair shorter. You
right.
don't look any different, and you can't blame the stylist.
Right.
You'd never blame the stylist. So I don't think that that's.
Well, there's, you know, you're talking about before and after.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get that, and
mm-hmm.
I 150% agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also these people that work out all the time, and I have so much experience with this because most of my clients are that. They're in great shape,
mm-hmm.
but they're fat as anything,
mm-hmm.
okay? They're in, I'm not going to say great shape. They're
mm-hmm.
in good health.
Right, knock wood.
Okay?
Knock wood.
Very good health. Only because they've been working out for a long time,
right,
okay?
Right. Their body's acclimated.
They do what they're
yeah.
supposed to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're still fat.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that's not, I can't force feed and not feed them. So it's up to them.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, if people are going to base...
It's basically food.
Yeah.
You could, like I said, you could have the same client for years on out, and they're going to look exactly the same because they haven't watched their diet whatsoever.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's why I'm saying I don't know if that's even a reasonable thing to ask. You know, it's... That's a lot. And I have to be honest with you. I was watching. I'm not going to name one of the infomercials of a personal training DVDs that are really wildly successful. And I've known of people that have done it. And it's really the person's application to the principles that really did it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see. I always like run up to the screen with the before and after pictures, and you could see where. There was the superimposed picture. You can see where it was photoshopped. You can definitely see the shadowing is different.
Can they get sued for that, though?
Not really. You know why? You know what? It's just like that old thing that the Inquirer was brought to courts many, many years ago. There has to be a kernel of truth. Now, is it misrepresentation? Sure. But if the person did indeed lose some weight, even if it's 5 pounds...
They could do that.
Right. So it's misleading.
I know exactly what you're talking about,
I think
right.
the legal term is it's not misrepresenting, it's misleading. And
right.
that is not grounds for any type
well,
of
Well, that's what makes them multimillionaires.
Yeah.
You know?
But again, all these principles are good, and I've known of people that have applied it and seen the difference only
and
because
it will work.
Absolutely.
And
everything
it definitely
will
work. Anything
everything.
Will work.
Everything
it's all
work.
The same principle.
Right.
But
everything's going
to
work.
Not feed your face with junk.
But you know what? The point I was making, I saw one of these before and after, and I'm looking and I'm saying that you could see there was a different pigmentation. The lower half of the body was much lighter.
I've seen that a couple of times, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm
saying,
this can't be the same,
too.
You know, yeah.
I have seen it in magazines.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I showed it to you. We're not going to name the name of the
mm-hmm.
magazine, but remember I said, look at this, and it looked like there was a
yes,
different head.
Yes, I remember. And actually, I just saw that picture not too long ago.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah. That's, again, it's a...
And if you see it again, you know it's a phony picture.
And you know what? It's I think a phony picture, but the average person to be able to pick it up.
Yeah.
I mean us. I mean we look for these things. Okay.
We're not average.
We're not average by far, my dear. okay. Now this again, number four holds true to just you know anything happening around the gym. What are people saying about the trainer and the program? Look for client reviews or spend some time doing targeted web searches. Now again. Yeah, there's maybe a little bit more of a lengthy paper trail here, but like same thing. You like a personal trainer in the gym. What do? You ask. You ask
mm-hmm.
the client. You've been with this person how many years? Do you find it effective? Do you find that they listen to you? And that's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, you find does your personal trainer listen to you? Any health professional should be, but that's a biggie. But see, I don't know how. If there's no client reviews, what do you do on online training, right? What do you do?
That's a hard thing to do.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're not investing so much money, so what are you really losing?
You're not.
You're not investing a lot of money.
You're not.
How many people pay for gym memberships and don't walk in their gym?
Absolutely.
What are you investing? Just go for it and try it.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what? You never want somebody to get discouraged and lose hope. You know, that's I think, the dangling carrot is you always want to keep somebody
afloat. I totally get it.
You feel good about it. You don't feel disgusted. And then, you know, you actually follow through with your goals. Okay. Number five is, what can you afford and what do you need to get fit? Take a frank look at your budget. And this is, of course, like with anything. Does this trainer offer something that you can't get on your own? And that's very well put. I mean, look, let's put it like this.
Well, there's a reason why you're hiring a personal trainer.
Right.
So that means you couldn't do it on your own.
Right. Now, the average person, you know the average person I'm talking about, who is, you know, a couple of pounds shy of maybe being 12 to 15 pounds overweight. Okay, that's not somebody, and, you know, again, this is the field that we're in, so I'm never going to say anything disparaging about it or besmirch the effectiveness of it. But that's something that you could reasonably handle on your own. It's the people that come in that are easily above 40 pounds overweight. That's a toughie. That's
mm-hmm.
a toughie. So it's you look at the people with a compromised budget and they're 10 pounds overweight. Is there something that they could probably do? I mean, if it's finances are that tight, okay, you could probably do it on your own.
So you're saying people that hire a trainer has to be
over
10 pounds overweight?
No, but think about this. The average person with a good amount of common sense, if they really, really, really apply themselves, could probably get the job done, not as well.
How about the motivation factor? They don't have it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if you're gonna have a personal trainer just to be a cheerleader,
that's what they usually get them for.
I think that's sad in itself. But does this trainer offer something that you can't get on your own? And that's the point I was making. You know, the average person probably could if they wanted to. Again, would the job look? Honestly, and I'm not going to make the statement to use this analogy, but if I wanted to paint a studio,
mm-hmm.
can I do a good job? I could do a decent job, but would it be as good?
As a painter.
I will say I can, but that's just me. But what I'm saying is it probably wouldn't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to be the same as a professional. This is what a professional does.
Right.
This is what the professional does. You're living off the.
So that's why you go to a professional, no matter what it
right.
might be.
Right. But that's the whole thing. This is what people think. Is it something that I could do on my own? If budget is compromised, well, let's be serious. You probably could.
Well, somebody that's never ever worked out before, and could use some helping hand in a gym that they have no idea. Like, you join a new gym, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For me and you to join a new gym, I know how to use every single piece of equipment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's second skin to us. But for somebody that just walks in, especially an overwhelming gym, to
mm-hmm.
see these machines, even a treadmill, they give you, usually it's the first session free with a personal trainer, because what they do is they take you around, they show you
mm-hmm.
how to use the machinery, how to use it correctly, what it's used for, and that's what they're needed for,
mm.
don't you think?
You know what would be an interesting show, too?
The point that
you just made. I really wonder how many people out there have never worked out. I mean, never worked out. No, I'm not talking about just a gym. I'm talking
ever.
About, yeah.
Ever.
Do you think there are any?
I don't know.
I mean, even...
That'd be a sad thing if they've never worked out.
I'm sure there has to be. I mean, even something, even if they haven't done it in years and say they got caught up in the aerobic phase of the 70s and the early
mm-hmm.
80s, but I'm wondering if there is that one human being out there, and I'm not talking about someone who's
compromised.
Well,
when I worked at the J, and I had to give everybody the evaluation, stuff like that, which I just told you about. You had to take everybody around the gym
mm-hmm.
and show them how all the pieces of equipment were worked. Now, I wasn't going to show them every single piece of equipment,
right.
but I showed them the ones that are pretty good and that should be used. But I have to tell you, 60 out of the 100% never worked out.
Really?
And these were older people. 60%. They had no idea how anything worked.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a large percentage. If you said 30%.
No, I'm telling you, it was more than 50%. More than 50%. 60%. Now I'm losing myself.
Wow. Okay. But that's what I would like to.
We should do a poll. You know.
You know what? We really should put that on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that would be a good thing because there's got to be, again, like I said, unless you're medically compromised.
But at some point in their lives, unless they were born with it.
That's what I'm saying.
They had to done something. And I bet you because they're medically compromised, now they have to work out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, like, unless they're, like, you know, wheelchair bound. But even, you know, even then it would be like, I know PTs will go to the homes and do
definitely.
And that sort of thing. But,
that's something to consider.
And who, I'm wondering, what guests? I'm trying to think about assembling guests for that show. Certainly trainers. Huh. Oh, see, I have it all in my head now.
No, well, let's get on with this one.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to do that. Okay, now, we're going to look at the pros and the cons of this. And I've already formed my opinion. The main advantage that online workouts have is that you don't have to think about your own workout. For many people, deciding to do what to do in the gym can be very scary, obviously. Machines can look daunting, and you might not be sure of correct form and certain exercises. So if you're more experienced, then, you know, you'll venture out, like you said before.
Mm-hmm.
You'll venture out and you'll try it out. This gives you a little bit more. You're under the radar, so you're kind of in a safe place. So I think that's what they're listing as one of the pros. And this is brought to you by steadyhealth.com. And it's funny because this is obviously assembled by trainers, and there's not too many things in the pros category. Okay, now, another pro is a huge advantage is the cost. Personal training is getting increasingly popular, but it's not particularly cheap. And while online programs vary in price, you're guaranteed to be able to find something cheaper than a few one-on-one sessions with a trainer. So, I mean, that's the two,
mm-hmm.
the two pros. But you know, again, my thinking is if you get a trainer and you get a trainer like who just spots you and just cleans up your form for half an hour and you $50, that's still, even once a month, that's cheap. And then you do the rest yourself. But that's just me formulating that stuff in my head. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And finally, there is a sense of accountability and value. While you may not be working with someone directly one-on-one or face-to-face, you do feel a sense of responsibility to the creator of the program to follow it through. Do you agree, Lee?
Yeah. Not many people do, but
I guess. Okay, now I'm going to continue with the statement. Likewise, you've invested your hard-earned cash in buying the program, and you don't want it to go to waste, so you're more likely to follow it. I vehemently disagree with that.
As joining a gym.
The people, that's what I'm saying. Because you've invested money, how many people have, right now, somebody's throwing down a credit card, a few $100 that they're going to throw out the window because they're not going to show up. Wouldn't you say that's more overwhelmingly important? This is the amount of money I'm putting out where as opposed to, you know, maybe $100 tops.
Oh, thinking about your health, first of all. Who cares about how much you're putting out?
I'm thinking like the average person now. I'm thinking like the average person, Elite.
Yeah, well.
Now, you know something. Those are the only three pros.
That's it.
Okay, I'm gonna try to find more. Steadyhealth.com. Come on, people, help me out here. Okay, there's more cons. because I mean, we're not making fun of this. Again, we have virtual training. A lot of people that we know of have virtual training. It is very effective, but and there is always that big but. So, okay, let's see. Okay. This is always my suspicious nature. What are you giving me? I don't even know what you said. I can't even read that.
Okay.
Just keep going. You put text in front of me that I can't read. Okay. Now, this is one of the cons. First up is that you simply don't know who designed your workout. And that's true.
That's very true.
There'll be someone who markets it and changes it as random, and it's not going to be personalized. It could be the company using a body and face of a fitness model to mark. That's true.
You know, I wonder if a lot of these online training things make you fill out like a form, which is very important because how do they know what you? I'm sure most of them do because ours do, but what are you looking for? What do you specifically want to work on? You know, how much poundage do you want to lose? How many do you want to gain? You know, what is your background of working out, if any? You know, stuff like that. I mean, people just can't hop into a program without filling out these questionnaire forms, don't you think?
I agree. I totally agree. And this is funny because, like, they put the face of a fitness model, and that's who you think is training you.
Right, but you don't even
know.
It could be some fat schlub behind the computer just saying, okay, now do this, do that, and this.
And you know, this last line is such a the way I would think, double Scorpio that I am, even if the plan comes with an impressive author bio, how do you know they're telling the truth? And that's
right,
that's
exactly.
It. That's
exactly
it. You
right.
don't know. You don't
no,
know.
You really don't.
Okay, and another one is, there are plenty of awesome online coaches out there, but plenty of dodgy ones too, who may never have even trained somebody in their life. Think
yeah.
about that. Right. Mm-hmm. Exercise extreme caution when choosing which program to buy. Now, see, this brings my point back around. You buy one of these online programs, okay, and you get the picture of somebody, unless it's an actual Skype, you're getting a picture of the person that's designing your program. Now, as opposed to I'm going in a gym and I pick you as a trainer, I know, okay, this woman looks like she trained. She looks like she lifted a weight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. I know who you are, who I'm getting, and I'm having people back me up on that with their feedback on you.
Right.
See,
this is what
I'm saying. You just
well,
don't
hopefully,
know.
You know, a lot of these on-training things do have Skype, and you are seeing the person talk in front of you with the picture that you saw of the person in general. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to just, like, pick a picture and pretend that that's the person that's really training you. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. Just like with our online training, I mean, you know it's going to be either one of us helping you.
Right.
Okay, or if we're not available,
trainers, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
we're not going to pick any, you know, John Doe off the street,
right.
you know.
Right.
But they know who they're dealing with, so it should be like that with every site.
And also, when you're in real time with somebody, with a trainer, and you have a question,
mm-hmm.
you get that question answered pretty quick.
Right.
What
right.
is the immediacy of the response?
I guess
that
it's
you're getting?
Email or questions that you need to ask.
See, that's the problem. Your rhythm is broken. You're working out. I'm working out with
well,
you.
That's
late night.
Why the fees are so much different than it is in person than it is online.
And you know what? If the immediacy of the situation is not a big deal with you, and you're just like, okay,
right.
I know for next time, I know that I do a preacher curl this way, or whatever,
right.
whatever the question was.
So funny you said that. Somebody just asked me what that was yesterday.
Oh, I used to love them. Oh, I used to love preacher
curl. Only because preacher curl, I didn't know this, is a Pilates term.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And when she said to me, she goes, and I said to her, she goes, oh, you know, I didn't know they had preacher in, you know, working
yeah.
out sense.
Yeah.
I said, oh, yeah, you know. And she goes, oh, it's because it's a Pilates term. And I said, wow. I said, well, and I showed her what a preacher
yeah,
curl
yeah,
would
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, it's almost like, if you think about it, like
yeah.
you're preaching to God.
Right, that's exactly right. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I could ask you right then and there, is this how you do it?
Right.
As opposed
right,
to
right,
waiting
right, right.
for...
In a response.
Yeah, and it might be just 24 hours, and it might not be a bad thing. Okay, sum it up. Let's sum it up. Online workouts can definitely be beneficial. They can give you workout purpose, keep you on track, push you more than you have pushed on your own, absolutely, and save you money in the long run. I agree. However, it's a minefield of information out there, so do the research before you purchase. Online workouts are basically what you're getting. It's a very flat, formulaic thing. So you might not get something that's contoured or designed to what your specific needs are.
Yeah, they're definitely not. I don't agree with that either. But I'm also going to just add to that the app workouts. Remember those app workouts
that
you could pay $1.99 and get all these different workouts? To me, I mean, if you watch it, you have to know how to work out to watch these videos because they're not going to teach you how to perform the exercise. They're just going to say, okay, let's do 15 lunges on one leg, okay, and then we're going to switch off to the other leg. Would you know what it was, what I was talking about?
No.
They'll show you a picture how to do it, but lunges is such a complicated exercise that what are they going to tell you? Okay, make sure your knee doesn't exceed your toe, you know. They don't really know how to do the exercise, but you're paying $1.99 for the app.
And, you know,
you're getting what you're paying for.
You know, we always say it's better than nothing. Whatever you're doing,
it's better than nothing. And you know what? If you're really good at simulating a picture that you're seeing somebody working out, there you go.
Yeah. And, you know, again, exercise and form is such a precision. It's such a precise formula that it does matter. And anybody says that it really doesn't. No, it really does. But, you know, in a pinch,
it's fine.
You know?
Again, you have to be worked out or been working out for years to understand stuff like that.
Well, you know, and I always think, even if this is a stepping stone to you going into a gym and working out, you know, you build, I think you even said that before, you build the confidence prior.
Mm-hmm.
You feel a little good. You feel like you have at least a working knowledge of gym lingo. And you go out there and, you know, then you join a gym. And if that's what it is, then I think that they think it's fine. If it's like a conduit to a bigger and better thing, I think it's good. But, you know, again, you can get hurt. I mean,
you can get hurt bad if you don't know what you're doing. You really can get hurt, you know, really bad.
Yeah, and that's why, again, most of the people that use ours are people that have already trained with our trainers.
Yeah.
And there's
it's just a supplement to our you know, training.
And there's a trust thing there. And they're just using it, basically using the library. I want to see a couple other sites if they're giving any different. Everybody kind of says the same thing, you know.
It's all going to be the same thing because it's all is the same thing if you think about it.
Yeah. Well, here, okay. Here is abouthealth.com. We've used them in the past for other things, but you know, I want to have that one fact that somebody didn't give, so it gives like the, because I know where
it's
I said
me this whole show, right?
Well, no, I know how, because I know sometimes we seem very very specific in our belief system, and we might feel be a little rigid sounding. I know I do it at most of the time. And I want to see if there's, like, the one thing that might make me or anybody else
change
listening
your,
lean in the other direction a little bit more. Okay. Now, abouthealth.com. A good bunch of people, they've said the benefits of online fitness go as, I'm going to read them out first and then we'll go into it. Log on anywhere, workout for less, exercise according to your schedule, access limitless opportunities and trainers, question mark for that for me, skip the gym or the studio. Okay, that's a question mark for me. I don't like that. But, okay, log in anywhere, obviously, as long as you have access to pre-downloaded videos and Wi-Fi connection, you can have access to these streaming videos anywhere. That's what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we hit this one, workout for less. Most online fitness companies are much less expensive than similar offline programs, okay, due to this decreased rate of overhead, obviously. So many programs are actually offered 100% free. We saw a couple of those.
Oh yeah,
but there's got to be the fine print on that.
Yeah, you probably get a whole ton of spam somewhere.
Well, and it says specifically if you're not looking for personalized one-on-one attention. So if you want something customized, yeah, you're gonna have to you're gonna pay for that. Okay, workout for less. Most I already did that. Exercise according to your schedule. Okay. I don't really know how that...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you don't have the time. You work out to your time, no?
But you always work out to your own time. You might not have as much time
you
to get to the gym.
To the gym, right. That's what I think they're talking about.
You know what? Most people that I know of now, when they're picking a gym, they pick a gym close to not their home, their office.
Their office.
So they can either go
sense.
On the way home
yeah,
or go during lunch
right.
or before work.
Makes a lot
know?
Of sense.
Doesn't it? Because, you know, when you're home, you're home. You don't want to.
And I'm the only one that picks a gym further from my house.
Well, I picked a gym in my house, so there you go. Okay. Access limitless opportunities and trainers. Okay, I don't know. Okay. You're no longer required to work out with a Pilates instructor available at your local studio. When you head online, you have Pilates instructors from all around the country. Okay. To help you master your favorite moves. Okay. Same goes for the type of exercises. Just because you don't have, thank you, just because you don't have a Zumba class in your area doesn't mean you can't go online to find a few high-quality Zumba
oh,
workouts.
Please.
Instructors.
Just dance.
See, this is okay, I see what they're saying, but variety and quantity doesn't mean quality.
No.
So, okay, now, I don't like this one. Skip the gym or studio. If you're new to exercise, you aren't sure of what types of exercise you like or feel intimidated when walking into a new workout environment, online training is an excellent reprieve from the traditional gym or studio. You can test different programs from the comfort of your living room, learning the basics before you practice in the real world. Okay, I misspoke. I agree with that. Before you take it into the real world of the gym. Okay,
yeah,
I kind of agree with that.
I guess it depends on what kind of exercises you're going to do.
Yeah. Okay. Drawbacks. Now, there should have been more than one drawback here, and I'm pretty surprised. Everything that we said, no one to check your form.
Right.
There should have been a little bit more, you know.
It should be this number one.
That's it.
That's it.
That is it. Of course, they go into the, if you struggle with self-motivation and you don't like exercising at home, you prefer a social workout environment, of course.
Well, you know, I think everybody is entitled to their own opinion, and our opinion is that if you're going to do something online, just make sure you know what you're doing first.
Okay.
Over here, it tells you that this is great to start before you get into the gym. Like, we're preaching the opposite.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this is, I think, you know, if you're going to do it, you do it right, and this is what they suggest you do when you get started. Decide what type of program and feedback you require. Do we need more hands-on? Do you need someone to push you? Do you need a specific diet? I don't know if you're going to get it in these free programs or these free apps, but, you know, all these, I mean, come to the table knowing what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And know that you might not get it there, but come with a list of things that you need to make this work. And, you know, hopefully that you might be in sync with that. Number two is select your budget. Okay? Now, while many stream services are less than $20 a month, the more personal ones are going to cost more. How much, I don't know, but most likely they will. So start looking into those, look into your budget. And, again, all this should be, you know, assembled for research. You should be, you know, outlining all these programs. Before, you know, look at your finances
research first.
Yeah.
Before you purchase.
Yeah, and research the finances, too, because
right.
you might
like. Well, that's after, you know. Let's research first and see what's available.
Well, but the thing is, if you say, I know that $50 a month is my top number. That's all I want to spend. Okay. Then,
right.
But no, you'll know going in. Okay. Ask questions. Once you've narrowed your search down, don't hesitate to ask each company about its program, and that's general rule in anything. The benefits, the personalization, ongoing motivation and feedback, anything else you're curious about. These, I mean, you have to ask questions. Just,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go to...
Yes, with anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
You go to a doctor, I mean, you know...
Yeah,
you
always ask questions.
I mean, when you go into a doc, don't you look at the degrees on the wall? I know, I always do.
There was not one degree yesterday on the wall. Well, I walked into
good.
A walk-in.
Oh.
So.
Well... But
no, I know.
But I mean, if you go into a doctor's
office. But you know, I tell you, very few of them now have it in their office, but in their own office, which you're never really usually in.
You know, it's funny because I'm supposed to have my license up on the wall,
visible.
But I have it on my desk. But I never put it on the wall. But legally, if it's not there, you could be shut down.
Right.
So I always make sure it's
visible.
It's near the picture of me and Candy.
Right.
It's like right there. It's not on the wall, but drop a bit of anything. It's there. Okay. seek out reviews and referrals. I mean, this is it never hurts to see what other people are saying about the program you're considering. Other people's experiences can give you a good glimpse into what to expect as well. Again, how, I mean, I guess so, but, you, I mean, when you see, like, restaurants that get all these you know,
B reviews, C reviews, you don't know. You're still eating them,
you
right?
Still eat, yeah, you still do. But the thing is, you don't really know, so I guess you just have to, you know, hope for the best. And you
know, a lot of people do refer to those things. I know a lot of people that do, to look at reviews.
Well, you know, we recently, a couple of weeks ago, went to a restaurant. We're not going to mention it because it's we can't say the name, that had rave reviews, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
you know,
terrible.
Yeah. And the reviews were amazing. Mm-hmm. The first time we wanted to go there, we didn't want to go there because the
somebody told me
was,
they always put a lot of hype on that place because it's almost like a landmark
and
stuff
sure
like that.
Is.
You know, but food. If you're hungry, don't go there. That's all.
Yeah, the food certainly was.
Remember, we ordered three different dishes because we were starving.
And I'm not one to complain about, right? I'm not one to ever complain about like
it was
enough food.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
And the outside of this place was
a shack.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, peeling paint. And then I read a review, and the reviews were like, you know, once you get past the front door.
And it's funny because I read another. I think it was 10 best restaurants on Staten Island, and they were number two.
Is that right?
I'm saying, wow, I'm never going to listen to these reviews again because, oh, it was terrible.
Because, you know, again, we've had decent restaurant experiences in Staten Island, but why? I wouldn't
know.
Say that was two.
I think because it was a landmark. I don't know, but it was terrible.
Yeah.
And 11, how many, when I posted that picture, everybody's saying, oh, my God, don't ever go there. This sucks. Everything sucks.
Yeah.
Food sucks.
The food wasn't bad. It was just very, very.
No, there was no food.
Yeah.
There was no food.
So I think in saying that is reviews can be
misleading. Yeah.
I mean, you basically have to trust your better judgment. With anything else, trust your better judgment. You know, I think that's pretty much what we're saying when trying anything. And if you are a bride or groom getting ready for the big day, and before you know it, spring is here, and you need to get, you know.
Spring bodies are made in the winter.
Alita, did you just think of that?
No.
And you are honest, and that's why I adore you. You're honest. You could have said yes,
no.
But that's pretty much it. So if you're getting ready for the wedding, we are considered the bridal fitness experts. So
that's
give
right.
us a call 212-460-1879. We didn't just say that. Glamour magazine said that. Brides magazine said that. So we're not just saying it about ourselves, although we did anyway before they said it. But I'm not going to lie. But they're saying that. And give us a call, and it could not be made easier. We send the trainers to you. There is no excuse. We pull out all the excuses in getting in shape because they will show up at your door.
Free online training.
Free online training.
With the
900 videos at your fingertips. And
again, it's only free when they sign up.
When they sign up. And 24 hours, you know, I mean, don't email us at 3 o'clock in the morning, although I'll probably get it. But we will get back to you as soon as possible. You will always have support online.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? All right. So we're still here, though. I'm here.
So in saying that, when I read you, and you're in the book, there's a 66 and a half an hour.